Passers-by at Davies Orchard have likely noticed fencing has gone up around the site as restoration of the remaining heritage cottages begins. Phase 1, which consists of work on the 5 cottages at the Crippen Regional Park site, will last until mid-2023 according to a recent release from Metro Vancouver. The cottages will be restored and upgraded to maintain their historic character while improving accessibility, functionality and resilience of the buildings over the long term. Work will include a combination of preservation and restoration techniques, repairing and refinishing building interiors and exteriors, and removal of finishes and additions not consistent with the original character, says the Federation. This revitalization was supposed to start last year, but delayed since a contractor couldn't be found. With this problem now solved, the restoration and improved ease of access to the cottages can begin, including accessible kitchens and ramp and handrail installations. Once these improvements are complete, Bowen Heritage will use cottages 10 and 20 as their museum and office space, while cottages 18 and 19 will be for overnight rentals. Cottage 14 will be enhanced into a space capable of hosting community events. A map showing the future of Davies Orchard, including the new nature program area and picnic shelter. Metro Vancouver. 4 cottages were demolished in 2018 after Metro Vancouver deemed them unfit for restoration. Work was put on hold for years after this due to lack of funding, but the plan was reignited in 2021 through a $450,000 provincial grant from the Community Economic Recovery Infrastructure Program, via their unique heritage infrastructure stream. A 5th cottage, which Metro Vancouver also said could not be restored, was later knocked down, leaving the area with the remaining 5 standing today. Phase 2 work will begin in 2024 and focus on outdoor improvements, including a nature discovery and picnic area, and enhancements to parking, trails, and orchards. No trees will be cut down during this phase. The area will then reopen to the public sometime next year.